Hi, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. And if you'd like to get free information on how to safely trade day trading activities, stop in and get free information at SafeDayTrading.org. Again, that's SafeDayTrading.org.
Hey, everybody. Today is August 3rd. Boy, is summer flying by or what? Man, oh, man. Next thing you know, it's going to be the election and God knows what's going to happen between now and then, huh? So let's talk about what's happening today. The Dow is probably about the same. It hasn't moved much. Everybody's holding their breath, waiting for the recovery package out of Congress. I think that Congress is going to go on vacation and then be called back a little later in the vacation time. They're going to be off for a month. And then we also have the Democratic and Republican convention this month, too. So, you know, I wonder who's going to be the Democratic guy. Well, or person. Anyway, I'm not worried about it. I like to trade, and that's what I do. Oil is around $40, $41. Hasn't moved much. I don't think it's going to move much for a little bit here. I expected it to be around 50 by the end of in September, October, but I may be wrong. Gold is just trying to get that. It's at 1990. 90 is kind of a key number for us, and 2000 is a key number for the rest of the world. I think it's going to hit that, depending upon what happens in politics in the United States. And you know, that is what it is. We're just I'm just a spectator on this type of thing. So everything's been pretty good. I want you guys to look at AMD for the last week and a half. It's a stock that we look at as part of our trading portfolio. I kind of want to mention it to you, just like I did Kodak a couple of days ago. You know, these are big things that are happening. And again, pharmaceuticals are going to be big movers. And AMD is a chip manufacturer. Bank of America likes it a lot. Just take a look at it. It's already reached a high, so it's no point in buying it yet. You have to wait and see what the dot tells you, okay? And go from there. Anyway, it's been kind of a crazy trading week or so, and I want to talk a little bit about that. One of the things I want to talk about is that some days you're going to have some really profitable trades with, you know, four or five trades made in an hour or so. And like today, we had, I think, one or two. We probably had three opportunities, maybe. I only got in one trade in the 1 hour that we did eavesdrop trading. So you have to be patient. And I know it's hard. You have to wait for the perfect setup. A lot of people I know have a tendency to get bored, and then they get sloppy, and they lose their discipline, and, you know, they lose money. So you have to figure out, well, you just have to work at being patient. And, you know, it's like fishing for the big fish. You know, you have to wait and wait and wait. It may not come today, it may not come tomorrow, but at some point, if you're diligent and disciplined, you should be successful. So I just kind of want to mention that to you guys to remind you that, you know, you're not going to have four big or five big trades in one session. You know, we look at four different financials. We look at the Dow, we look at natural gas, we look at oil, and we look at gold. And you just have to be diligent in these things. Sometimes they're crazy. Sometimes they hit a range. There's a narrow range and a wide range. And this last couple of weeks, it's been kind of a wide range. So it'll go up a little bit and then come back down, up and down. And so you have to be able to pick that perfect trade. If you can pick that perfect trade, you know, it doesn't matter if it's slow or fast that day. You know, if you can get one or two trades in, and really ride that puppy up for a little bit, you know, make $100 or even $200 in one contract, I mean, that's pretty healthy for you. So again, I just want to remind you that you have to be patient and you have to be diligent, okay? For that perfect trade, it's not going to be there all the time. And in this confused market that we have right now, with everybody waiting to see how the virus is doing and, you know, what Congress is going to do and the election's coming up. And, I mean, it's just hard for the market to really kind of do anything because it really doesn't have any direction. I'm confident that after November 4th, we'll have some direction, whether it's going up or going down. But until then, it's going to be a difficult trade. And maybe what you want to look at is what we've done is we've taken our profit stops and moved it from $100 or $80 or $70 down to $50, okay? And so depending upon how many contracts you're doing, you know, you could do, you know, $50 or two contracts, $100. You know, depending upon how many contracts you have. But, you know, your level of profit taking has to be small. The other problem you have, too, is that your stop loss has to be bigger. You know, it can't be $40 a contract. It may have to be $50, okay? So you have to be, or $60. So you have to be aware of that, too. And we've seen a lot in the last couple of, last week or so, in which volume is not really is not happening so much. And the volatility will pick up. Probably closer to the beginning of September. You know, everybody's now taking their second vacation of the summer. They, you know, they took a vacation at the beginning of the summer to go home and do whatever, or, you know, to go vacation somewhere. And now they're taking another vacation because they got to get the kids ready for. And again, what are they getting ready for? Are they getting ready for school? Are they getting ready for homeschooling? I mean, you know, it's really kind of open up. You have a lot of families that have to be two-parent incomes, and it looks like some of these states are going to require to have one parent home all the time. So that'll be difficult as well, which will pull down earnings, which will pull down you know, increase unemployment and other stuff like that. So heads up on that, guys. Again, look at AMD and. I don't expect much changes now until the closer to the end of August. If they get the relief package signed and then after the two conventions. Anyway, talk to you later. Hey
everybody, I want to mention too that we have a YouTube site called Safe Day Trading, which we show you trades that we make with the techniques that we use. You can also send me questions that you might have at Mark@safedaytrading.org. Anyway, talk to you later.